Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Tuesday, March 12, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day, and wherever you are, whether you listen live or on the replay, thank you very, very much. Welcome, welcome. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. Hey, 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 welcome, welcome. I have some newbies today. No sad faces. No sad faces. Hey, Juju. Humble dog. It's been a while. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, y'all. I know I'm late today, but I had to go pick up a sick dog from the vet, so I was rushing back. But anyway, thank you all for being here. So I did change the title. Mr. Enigma, hey, welcome back. I did change the title of the show a bit because I've gone back and forth with a friend on this particular topic. So just because you disapprove, so do we have the right to look down on someone just because they choose to be employed, you know, at a place where we wouldn't? If you're a male and you like to strip, you know, do I look down on you because, you choose to be a male stripper? Same for women. If you like to strip, you know, or I'm not even gonna say you like to, let's say you have to, if you are a lady of the evening or lady of the afternoon or lady of the morning, you know, and you choose to charge people for the use of your body. You know, and the same thing for men. If you're that gigolo, now I'm going back to the 70s. Hey, Lou, welcome. You know, the American gigolo who sold his favors. So, I mean, do we have a right to turn our nose up? Do we have the right to turn our nose up at professions just because you wouldn't do it? Now, if you're a hitman or something, well, yeah, I am going to kind of turn my nose up at you. Or, you know, or if your job is to go around beating up people or, you know, just being plain mean and nasty, well, yes, I am going to turn my nose up. But do we have a right to judge people just because of their choices? just because we may not do something, does that mean that we have the right to turn our nose up at people who choose a life that we wouldn't choose? Hey, sweet angel bear. Welcome, welcome. You know, so would you hire someone if you knew that if someone came to you and their resume was spot on, but you knew that they stripped at night, that they had a second job where they were stripping, would you not hire them? You know, if they were an attorney during the day and they stripped at night, would you not hire them for your law firm? You know, would it be a risk if you hired them and some of your clients found out? Would it be a big deal? And I'm even going to say, go so far as to say that some of those clients could be doing some stuff on the down low also, because you know, some of these politicians, you know, some of our trusted people, you know, do some things that they shouldn't do. So Lou says, as long as not hurting anyone, any job is okay. You know, so, I mean, and Lou, you know, as you say, that side hustle, does it matter? Because for me, if you're a stripper, or whatever, as long as it's not affecting my bottom line, affecting my business, I don't care. The only way I would not hire you is if you have poor grammar. You have poor grammar, I'm not going to hire you. You know, but you have some people who are really offended, and especially women. You have other women who get on other women saying a woman shouldn't be out there, you know, strutting her stuff and showing her body, you know, like that. But what if you're trying to feed your family? Hey, crazy. Hey, blunt. You know, what if you're trying to feed your family? What if you have tuition to pay? You know, you're trying to become that attorney. You know, you can't afford the tuition, so you're trying to push yourself through school, and the only way you can do it is having that side hustle that's a stripper. Having that job in college where you're working in the cafeteria or, you know, whatever, it just isn't making it. You know, so how should we, I mean, should we be offended because of someone's job choices, employment job choices that offend us? Hey, son, welcome, welcome. You know, so I have to ask. I'm sorry to you. You just tickled me. Oh. I'm sorry, you have given me no reason to laugh, but you just tickle me. So so I am laughing. But anyway. But yeah. So, and why do people get offended? Why do people get offended if they find out that you're a stripper? Or lady of the evening, or an, you know, man of the evening, that you're charging someone for the use of your body or for you to do things to them. Why do people get so offended? You know, should things like prostitution, should it be legal? Because, you know, especially now when people need a way to pay their bills. Okay, Lou says no. Okay, why not? Okay, and Blunt says yes. Crazy, I'm not surprised this is coming from Crazy. Why don't they mind their own business? Okay, Lou, now you said that that it's nasty. Lou, okay, but working in a restaurant and handling food and not washing your hands, that's nasty too. you know, waking up every day and not taking a bath, if you have access to soap and water, that's nasty too. Picking your nose in public, that's nasty too. So on the serious side, and Blunt says exactly my business, that's your opinion. You know, so I just want to know, okay, Lou says it's like banging a porn star, but porn is legal prostitution. I yes. Okay, so Lou, you brought up a point. If you can legally be a porn star, you can legally film things and put it on tape and make money. And some people have made, you know, a very good living being a porn actor. And some of these people who produce porn have become millionaires. They may not be a Clint Eastwood in terms of, you know, getting their movies produced by Warner Brothers or something like that, but their movies are out there. So what's the difference? So why are you not going to arrest the people who are producing porn, but you're going to arrest the person on the corner on Saturday night who's out there basically doing the same thing? Trying to pay bills. Why are you going to arrest them? And I can take it even further. If you're a male stripper or female stripper, who's to say that they're not getting something on the side at their place of business? But you don't know, right? And Lou says, do you know how much underage sex trafficking is in porn and prostitution? But I'm not talking about underage porn. I'm not talking about that. I'm not trying to get off topic here. I'm not talking about people who take young people and force them to do it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you are an adult. You choose to do what you're doing. Why is it that on one hand, one is illegal, but the other one is legal? So would I change my mind? And again, I don't think that I would, because I'm not talking about someone who was trafficked. I'm talking about if someone right now was of age, 18, 21, whatever the legal age is, which I do believe is 18, and you make the choice to go out and strip. You make the choice to go out and have sex. I mean, hell, there may be people out there who think that being a construction worker isn't a good job. You have people who turn their nose up at people who are greeters at Walmart. I know people who have said, I would never do that. I would never work at Walmart as, you know, as a greeter. Really? If you were hungry and it was a paycheck, even if it got you a McDonald's hamburger every day, you wouldn't work there? I would. So again, I go back to, just because you disapprove, just because it may not be your life choice, should we turn our nose up that someone else is doing it? You know, and I'm gonna put it out there. You know, for some people, you know, it's like, oh, you know, we shouldn't do this and we shouldn't do this. But then again, you know, they're over in somebody else's house acting out. They're over in somebody else's house. You know, you have those preachers on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, the deacon is sleeping with the pastor's wife. So is being a priest or a reverend or a pastor or a bishop, whatever, is that a job that you should revere? Or does it depend upon what the person's doing in that job? Because just because you have the title doesn't mean that that job, you know, that you're handling that job the way that you should. Mr. Nimka says, well, the government can tax one and not the other. Uncle Sam wants his cut too. And if he can't get his cut and regulate it, he makes it illegal. Mr. Nimka, excuse me, you have a very good point. So Lou, you know, I mean, Mr. Nimka, he made a good point. If the Uncle Sam can have his hand in the till, it's legal. If he can't, it's illegal. I mean, look at the fact that smoking weed. Now you can pretty much go a lot of places, and I mean, you still have some states who say no, but you can walk into a store and buy weed. Why? Because the government figured out that they can tax it. Do I think they should make cocaine or anything like that legal? No. But that is a very good point. You know, so I don't know. And Blunt says, if it was legalized, it would reduce trafficking. And again, I'm not talking about the trafficking part of it. I'm keeping these separate. I'm talking about you made the conscious choice to take this particular job because you needed to feed your family. You needed to put yourself through school. Hey, crazy lady. You know, you needed to pay off the IRS, some bills, whatever. And this is what you choose to do. Does that make me not a good person because I chose to strip? Does that mean I'm not a good person because I chose to sell my body? What about the people that are, you know, that are buying it? And Sun says they advertise that on the strip in Vegas. Sin City, Lou says, people passing out cars of escorts. And that's true, TQ. Lou, to be fair, we, as TQ says, we are all sinners. And yes, he did. I'm not going to say that man's name on my show. Let's see. Crazy says people under other names going into shows that they talk crap about is crazy. I mean, you know, and crazy. I mean, and again, I have seen people. I shake my head. It's like, you know, you're this way in one show, then on another show, you talk about somebody's punani. I mean, seriously. So the hypocrisy there. And let's not even talk about shows. I'm talking about just, you know, you're gonna stand up in Congress and you're gonna talk about this person. But like I said, you chasing that punani down the street on Friday evening, or they're coming over to your house while the wife is out of town with the kids, or while the husband's gone and the kids are gone, you know, you're inviting people in. So, you know, does your job, is there really a difference between someone going to a strip club or a prostitute or whatever you want to call them, selling their body, and you being a teacher or a congressman or a reverend or a president, and you're buying it? You're giving this someone money? You're purchasing the merchandise? What's the difference? Your job title? What keeps you out of jail? Your job title? What keeps you out of trouble? Your job title? Come on. So again, I say, do we have the right to look down on someone because of their employment choice? And people say they wouldn't do things, but they do it in secret. Mr. Nimka says, if we let people do what they want, the world would be a dark and shitty place. There must be a moral and ethical ground in this world. Yes, but again, Mr. Enigma, I'm going to ask you, do you think prostitution should be legal? Do you think weed should be legal? Oh, I thought you wanted to join, but that's okay. They will sooner or later. TQ says, I'll tell you, Auntie, once I pass this collection plate around the church. Oh, boy. You're funny, son. Blunt says, some people have no choice but to resort to that lifestyle. Might as well make it safer. Okay. Mr. Minga says, being a stripper and or a hooker is not morally right, and no normal man would marry a woman and say my wife is a stripper hooker, much less a porn star. Well, Mr. Nigga, there are people who have married porn stars, both male and female, and people know that their wives or husbands are porn stars. So you're saying that being a stripper is not morally right. So again, men are also strippers. Men are also hookers. Men are also porn stars. Who are you to say that being a stripper is not moral or a hooker is not moral if they're trying to pay a bill? They're trying to feed their family, and you can say, "Oh, they can go get another job someplace else." What if they can't? What if that's all they can do? I would rather someone strip than hit me over the head and take my money, or rob a bank. To me, that's more morally wrong. If you want to put it like that. But again, it's like if you don't want to marry that person, if you meet someone and you really like them and you find out that they're a stripper or they were a hooker and you choose not to be with them, well, that is your choice. So, Mr. Enigma, let me ask this. Would you marry someone who was an ex-hooker or an ex stripper, but they only did it because, like I said, they were paying their way through school. Let's say they're an attorney now. Let's say they're a teacher now. Let's say, they have a good job, quote unquote, good job. Does their past make a difference? So I guess I can say, so if someone has been incarcerated, who do you marry? You say you don't marry either. Are they on the same level? Because there are a lot of good, quote unquote, good people out there who are actually pretty crappy people. They look good on paper. But the stripper and the hooker is actually a lot better than the other person who looks good on paper. That's just my own personal opinion. Lou says, I saw... having a disability is not funny now. Come on now. Come on. Oh, And exactly, why laugh at her misfortune? Yeah, but laughing at other people's misfortune. Would you laugh at a little child that only had one leg? Would you laugh at a baby that had one leg? I'm just asking. Hey, crazy.
If I said yes to either one of those questions, am I a bad person? Or if I laughed when you said the one-legged baby, was I bad? Because
I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, if you're going to laugh at a one-legged hooker, then you're going to laugh. And, you know, if you're laughing at the whole world now, I mean, I'm just saying, so that means that that baby that has one leg, you're going to start cracking up. And that you know, little girl that's lost an arm or is born with one arm, then you're going to crack up.
I got a confession. I laughed at a kid that was on crutches who broke his leg before, trying to run from his mama talking smack.
I just see a lot of sinners judging other sinners is all I'm saying.
Okay, TQ, I don't think that's the same as someone who has a disability, though.
I mean, he couldn't use both of his legs at the moment, so I consider that a disability.
Well, I mean, son, come on now. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So don't let me have to come over there.
And pull the car over, because she will pull the car over.
Yes, I will. So, TQ's pressing too many buttons. Who says if the government has its policies, okay, it's probably bad. Wait, I'm sorry, my thing dropped. There's a difference between the hooker and the baby. I'm sorry, I don't think so. What's so funny about a one-legged hooker and a one-legged baby?
If they're both disabled, there shouldn't be. Right, exactly.
You shouldn't
laugh at either one of them. It shouldn't be because that one's a hooker, that's funny, and that one's a baby, and it's not. That's just judgmental people trying to be judgmental. That's all.
I mean, you know, and Juju, it doesn't matter what the baby or the hooker is sucking on. I'm just reading what Juju said. You know, baby. So, for people who don't know, who aren't here in this chat, Juju says a baby sucking on a bottle. The hooker is sucking on what? What does that have to do with each of them that has lost a limb? Why are you laughing at the hooker with the one limb?
Okay, I had to compose myself because that threw me for a loop there for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what? I have to hold my laughing about 30 times. It's because
she said it shouldn't matter what they're sucking on, and that was the end of that. So, but look, that shouldn't matter. That's the whole point.
That's why a disability is a disability.
But you know, when you see that, I guess, to be fair, when you see that, you're going to have questions. I get where Miss Juju coming from. Because if I seen a one-legged, you know, prostitute, I'm going to be like, how did you get to this point?
No, but it's not the point. The point is, why would you laugh at him? Because obviously both of them are misfortune, right? It doesn't matter whether it's a baby or a hooker. It's both misfortune. So why are you laughing at somebody's misfortune?
And TQ, and to be fair, when you say, how did you get to this point? Maybe her disability got to the point where, you know, she couldn't get a job or something, because there are some freaky people out there. There are men who want to have sex with pregnant women who are about to burst, you know, whatever. There are some freaky people out there. So maybe that's the only thing that this person could do in order to live,
in order to survive.
Wait, crazy, hold on. Let me read what Miss Enigma says. It says, there's a difference between a sinner who acknowledges that they are a sinner and changes their way and be better than a sinner who constantly sins every day and does nothing to change their ways and knows they're willfully sinning. You know what? Mr. Enigma, that's a whole different subject that Dre and I, we're going to do that one. But I'm going to keep the name off of my tongue or what I want to say to that one. But we all sin every single day. All of us. We sin every, we may not even know it, but we are sinning. When we laugh at somebody or
legless baby is all I'm saying.
I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, when you laugh at someone else's misfortune, I mean, is that a sin? So are you saying that hooker is constantly sinning because hooking is supposed to be sinful? Is it sinful or is it against the law? Just because something is against the law, does that mean that you're sinning? Because all laws are not good.
That's a loaded question, boy. Let me tell ya.
That was bars.
That's a whole show. That's not even a. That's insane. Because by whose account is it a sin? All right, and don't tell me the Bible. Don't give me that crap. So don't, because everybody, as soon as you ask somebody, why is it a sin, that they're going to throw that straight at you. The Bible. You better read the Bible
And Lou, I am wondering, when you say I've been to a really sick kid's hospital with my son, definitely not funny. The hooker was funny. No, I mean, the hooker to me wasn't funny. And I was one of those kids who were in and out of the hospital from the day I was born up until I was 12. In and out. So I have been around sick kids. I know what it's like to be around sick kids. I have seen kids that have, I mean, I have seen the kids with the one limb and what have you. Yeah. I mean, I was that kid. I was that kid who was literally in and out of the hospital because I was a sickly child. You know, so I mean, it's just not funny. And then on the other hand, you know, I have seen the people who, you know, when you go down to like Skid Row and whatever, and people are just, it's unfortunate, you know, the things that people have. So just because you disapprove, does it mean that it's bad, that it's sinful? And like Crazy said, you know, people want to throw out the in 2 Corinthians and John 1, you know, whatever. No, don't do that.
No,
unless like they say, and I will quote the Bible, he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so and then Blunt says to Mr. Enigma, and you're innocent and free of sin. Come on now. All of us sin. We all sin. And then Juju says, well, do you want me to say I refuse to laugh at the hooker with one leg? If you want to laugh at the hooker with one leg, go ahead. But I'm saying if you laugh at the hooker with one leg, laugh at the baby with one leg. I mean, Crazy,
some people
y'all
feel bad.
Disagree,
the thing
or?
Is, no, because you know why? Because someone, I think this is, and not to, listen, all right, let me just put myself out there. Probably when I was younger, I would have done that too. And I'll be honest with you, I probably would have laughed at the baby with one leg too, just because I was immature and that stuff was funny. So it's, but I don't consider things like that sins. I think that that's just an immaturity thing. Those are lessons you learn, things you, because then when you, let's say something happens to you, like Solid said, she was part of it. Later on, maybe you're a part of something and you're going to get taught that lesson of why you probably shouldn't laugh at people like that for people's misfortune. You know what I'm saying? And because I've had the misfortune of being in the misfortunate, I don't now. You know what I mean? So I think that people look at the hooker and the baby different. Oh, it's, oh my God. You know, because the people in the crowd, if you did the same thing, if you said the same thing, a lot of them would be like, yeah, but it's just a hooker. But why? It's just a baby too. Why would you feel bad for doing it to the baby and not to the hooker? It's not, let's not even call her a hooker. Let's break it down and say it's a woman with one fucking leg. All right. Maybe she was the baby with one fucking leg and now she's a woman with one fucking leg. All right. So maybe you should just chill with shit like that. People that say that and then try to throw out the Bible stuff. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I will let you drop the F-bombs because you were making a very...
Sorry, you know what? I didn't even hear myself say it because I was...
You know, but I mean, you know, but that is true. I mean, it's like, you know, she's unfortunate. So does that mean that you laugh at the attorney that has one leg? Do you laugh at the doctor with one leg? Are you laughing at, you know? So I'm just saying, are you laughing at her just because she's a hooker?
Yeah, that's the judgment. It's the judgment, that part. And like I said, I can say that with full on because, yeah, I probably did the exact same thing. I can almost guarantee it. I was on.
If it was your son or your daughter,
exactly,
and someone was out there laughing at them and they were a hooker, because let's face it, there are people out there, parents out there that have children that are hookers, you know, male and female. I mean, that's a fact. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you are, but there are people, they do have parents and they do have children, you know, whatever. So, I mean, you know, again, are you going to laugh at the attorney? You're going to laugh at the doctor? You're going to laugh at the teacher?
You should laugh at everybody, is the point. If you're going to laugh at one, laugh at them all. Don't make it because it's a respectable person versus what you think. And this is all based on the person doing its thoughts. That's what I'm saying. It's not a general consensus, but it is the society's consensus. And that's what people go most of the time. Who cares if you laugh at her? Because nobody else is going to care. You know what I mean?
Okay. And Mr. Enigma says there's a difference between making a mistake and sinning. Okay. But again, I have to come back to you, Mr. Enigma, and say, you're saying there's a difference between making a mistake and sinning. So you look at prostitution as a sin. You look at stripping as a sin. So let me ask this. So those men in Chippendales who are stripping, are they sinning? I mean, because who are we to say who is sinning? Who am I to say, well, you're sinning? Who are you to say that they're sinning? Are they bothering you? Have they taken anything from you? If they're not bothering you, why do you care? Why do people care?
Yep.
And Lou says there's only one creator. Yes, Lou, there is only one creator. And that, and you know, and depending upon how you believe in God or whatever, there may be some people who do. And I know there's some people on the panel that don't. But again, if you look at, if let's say everyone believed in God, we are not supposed to be the judge.
See, I have a real problem with the one creator. One creator, maybe, but multiple opinions about how that creator acted. The Bible is misinterpreted. The Bible is interpreted by the person reading the Bible, their own judgments, their own thoughts. That's why I don't like when someone's like, oh, well, there's only one. Yeah, but for you, that's a different, you have a different interpretation of that one creator. Everybody's one creator is different. Because there's nobody who knows the exact all about that, the Bible, which most people haven't read all the versions of the Bible, by the way. So make sure you go all the way back and not just be stuck in one little, like I like people get stuck in one little, I read the Bible. How many of them did you read? Did you read the ones that were translated? Don't do that because that's translated by somebody else's interpretation of what the Bible's saying. So that's why I have a whole problem with the, someone saying you're wrong about what you're saying. Well, what if you're wrong? How do you know for sure what you're saying about God is true? That's your interpretation. The Bible's your interpretation. Plus, the Bible contradicts itself in several areas. So please leave that shit out of it. That stuff out of it, because that's not it. That's not where it is. Stop looking for that to be the answer and look within yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because you're the one who's doing it. It has nothing to do with your creator. Your creator doesn't make you like that. You make you like that. So that has nothing, zero to do with it. That's why I tell you people when they try to make the argument updates or arguments, debates, don't bring the Bible into it. Bring yourself. Stop bringing something into it that you don't even fully understand yourself. So.
Okay, I want to bring up what Rule Black is saying over on YouTube. He says 100% silent no matter what God you believe in, as long as the person isn't infringing upon your rights, they at least in America have a right to do whatever they want. I mean, and it is true. And then Lou, you also said laughing isn't a sin. No, laughing isn't a sin, but again, you're not laughing. I mean, you're laughing because she's a hooker. So I mean,
circumstance.
You know, to me, it's hypocritical, and you have the hypocrisy there, and it's two-faced. You know, on one hand, you're talking about one creator and you're talking about God, but on the other hand, you're laughing at somebody who has a disability. So I'm asking you, make that make sense for me. Make that make sense. Whereas if you were to bring your child, or someone else had a child or a toddler or a 10-year-old, whatever, and they were missing a limb, you know, and I just start laughing, people would be pissed at me so much. But, you know, and you would probably be pissed, Lou. But at the same time, you know, you're laughing at this hooker with one leg who has a disability. You know, and I have to say that, you know, I mean, again, you know, we're saying sin, you know, people are saying sin, and that's a sin, and that's a sin, you know, but are you sinning by talking about somebody, by laughing at them? Are you sinning? Because you're not laughing because something's funny, a joke. You're laughing because this woman has a disability as opposed to this child having a disability. Now, let me ask this. Okay, and I'm not turning, I don't want to turn this into a pedophile show or trafficking, whatever, but I have to ask this question. Would you still be laughing if this woman was an underage sex worker who had one leg and she was out there working? Would you laugh at her then?
Yeah, but that's not something they're going to take into consideration. They're just going to see that's a hooker and laugh. That's the point, though. You don't have any idea what or why, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I know that there's times that I've been in that situation where I'm like, damn, you know, I shouldn't have said, you know?
I did not see the first question, Lou. I am going to answer your question. So I'm going to ask you again. Lou says, would you want your son or daughters to strip or be hookers? Lou, no, I would not. Of course I would not. But if that's the only thing they could do in order to survive, that's what they'll have to do. I may not like it. I may not like the girl he brings home. I may not like the TV show that he's watching. But if he's not hurting anyone, and I know that my child is a good person, my son is a good person, I may not like his job, but what does that have to do with anything? No, of course I wouldn't. But if that's the only thing they could do in order to survive, bless them and keep them safe. So, crazy TQ, anybody want to, you know what I mean?
No, I mean, And all of that is so tough because I could sit here and be righteous, 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 you know, because I do that now, right? But I also remember when, you know, but that's why I am now, because I also paid for things that I feel like I paid for because I laughed at something I shouldn't have laughed at. But now I'll say that if I do, or if I think something's funny, it actually crosses my mind and think, you know, is that really funny? Maybe that's not funny, you know, and take a step back. So I think there was a question about, is there a difference between a mistake and a sin or something? Or of course there is, but don't you think that mistakes are still sins? If it's the same thing that you consider a sin, whether it was a mistake or not, according to what you believe, it's a sin. A sin is a sin, period, right? So, but you believe something's a sin doesn't mean it's a sin, because I'm telling you, you're interpreting something different than what it really is. But so whenever you want to say something's a sin, make sure you only put that out there for you. I think it is my judgment. So you need to accept the fact that you should do it. People, I'm not going to say it's you. I'm going to say us, all people should do a heck of a lot less judging of people and a lot more minding your business and worrying about what's going on for you. If it's not bothering you, if they ain't hurting you, if it whatever, like, do I think prostitution should be legal? I think that women should be able to do what they want. as well as a man.
Right. I mean, not just, but there are female hookers and there are male, there are male. And Lou, you even say right here, you say even Jesus saved the prostitute, and Jesus even said, we must not judge.
That's right.
Who we judge? Jesus even said, don't judge the prostitute. You know, so again, it's like I see a lot of hypocrisy here. You know, mm-hmm. people are throwing out this stuff about sin and God's law and all this other stuff, but and Blunt has a point. She says, you know, you're God's law. Everyone does not believe in God, you know, but whether you believe in Buddha, you're atheist, whatever. I'm just saying that again. I'm asking this question again, and with the exception of crazy, nobody really addressed it. Are you going to laugh at that underage sex worker who's 15, 12, whatever, with one leg? Are you laughing at her, or are you, oh my God, they're underage and they're a sex worker? Oh,
or are you trying to do something about it while you're judging her? Why are you going over there and offering her any kind of help? Are you telling her where she can find help or anything? Or are you just laughing and then moving on about your business?
Okay, Mr. Jameson, I'm done. I'm out of here. The show has gone off the rails. No, God tells you whenever a sin is clearly in the Bible, so it's not me saying it's the sin of God. Mr. Enigma, I am just going to say, I don't know if he's still here or not. I do believe he left. But again, my show is a show where people push back and we disagree. So if you come on my show and you don't like what someone is saying, I have said this before, my show is not for you. I've been doing this on this show almost three years. I have topics that some people absolutely just do not like. You know, and I personally don't think the show has gone off the rails. I just think that people are probably saying something that you disagree with and you don't like. And there are people who are like that. If they don't like what you say, they get upset. I'm not that person. People disagree with me all the time.
Me too.
You know, so yeah, mostly because they don't like me. I don't want to get into a whole like or whatever. I'm just saying that if we can have a conversation, whether we agree or we disagree, being mature enough to, even if we are going back and forth and we disagree, that at the end of the show, this show's over for me. I'm on to the next one.
Yeah, true with that.
You know, I am on to the next show. And if I do reference a show, you know, like tomorrow's show will probably have a little bit to do with this show. And I might reference that, but I'm not, you know, but, you know, again, we are here to discuss. We're here to talk about. So again, we're here, and I'm disagreeing with what people are saying. But if you don't like the pushback, if you don't like the people disagreeing with you and having another opinion, whether it's based in fact or it's based in fiction or somebody pulled it out of their butt, it's what they think. But when the show is over, it's over. I'm on to the next one. Next episode. And that's the problem with people today. One reason why our world is in the situation it's in, because no one wants to talk about anything. And if you disagree with them, they don't like it. But if I see someone being a hypocrite or it's something that just doesn't make sense to me, I'm going to say something. If you think I'm being a hypocrite or something doesn't make sense that I've said, say something. And people have pushed back on me on my show. Oh, okay. That's fine. As long as you don't call me a bitch or call me the N-word, I don't care. That's on other people's shows. I don't deal with that stuff here. Hey, Ace. Hey, Man Cave and Power Girl. I don't think I ever said a verbal hello to you. So hello. You know, but I'm just saying.
Well, That's the whole problem, is everybody wants to, you know, listen to respond and make sure that their opinions are heard. And you can't say anything like, if a person, I feel like if a person gets super defensive and can't have a conversation, it's because they already know they're wrong. So, but they're so, they'll look bad if they don't stick to that gun. You know what I mean? So, like, well,
and y'all have heard me on the show, and I've said it to people in private, you know, whatever, that if I was wrong about something, I will say that I'm wrong, because I'm wrong a lot. You know, and to me, there's no shame in saying that you were wrong, or, you know, or if you change your opinion or your view. But my thing is, you come on my show, everybody can have an opinion, as long as you're not being disrespectful to someone. You can have, say whatever you want, except try to keep the mofos and the fucks and the bitches, you know. You know, I'm at the, you know, smack somebody's hand in a minute here, but anyway, but I mean, yeah. you know, so again, this is a topic, and I knew this was a topic that was going to push buttons. I knew it was a topic that was going to push buttons, and that's why I wanted to have it, because I wanted people to be able to say what they want to say. So
I had to learn that stuff. I mean, one of the reasons why I try to apply everything in my to me, because to be honest, most of the stuff that I advise, it's because I've done so much. I've either been wrong, or I've done it wrong, or it's just a lot of advice, a lot of things that I've learned on a mountain of wrong decisions, being wrong, failures, things like that. You know, that's how you learn. You can't. I don't know. You know, like I said, I had to get humbled a couple times to humble down. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people just don't believe that. You know, they just don't believe in doing that kind of stuff. Because you have to really feel like you're better than some people to do certain things. You know what I mean? Like, and that's not the way it should be. But
well, I mean, yeah. But at the same time, you know, like I said, there are. You know, you can't go through life with everyone saying, oh, yeah, you have a point. Oh, yeah, you're right. You know, I mean, you can't go through life wanting to have these conversations that are lighthearted, because the world isn't like that. You know, there are so many, you know, there are so many things that need to be talked about. And I thought that, you know, again, I was going back and forth with one of my friends on this subject, and they are have a very, very strong opinion about strippers. You know, and my thing is, you're not hurting anybody. What the hell do I care what you do? I don't care.
If anything, the strippers and the prostitutes should be protected more, because they're the ones that actually take the blunt of the crap that a lot of men that are like that don't do to anybody else but them, because they put themselves in that predicament. You know what I mean?
Okay. So once again, I ask, do you think that prostitution should be legal?
I think it should be somebody's right to do it or not. I mean, I just don't think that the law should make any, because you're still governing somebody's body. You know, I mean, if it's their body, if they want to do that, it against the law to do something to the person, you know, like, let's say when things go wrong for them, you know, that's also why certain things don't happen when, you know, prostitutes go missing. Who cares? Because they're prostitutes. That's messed up. They're all, well, it's against the law. They were against the law. But why is that against the law? They weren't hurting anybody. They were hurting themselves, if anybody. That's the only person they're hurting, is themselves. And whatever money they make is going into the economy, right? So who are they hurting?
Well, yeah, this is true.
So, you know what I mean? I think that that's it, you know, and again, things that I had to learn, a personal humbling from, you know, thinking I might be better than, or maybe, you know, because of this or that, you know, and there's no entitlement. Nobody has an entitlement to anything. So judge lest ye be judged, right? You shouldn't, you never know what next is coming for you, because everybody's a few things away from hitting rock bottom, or a rock bottom, having something happening, losing their life, all this other stuff. So,
okay. Frankie is up here, but I don't see your comment, Frankie, for to read it. Do you all see Frankie's comment? I don't see
it. Very well said. I wish I had a voice to talk. That one?
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you for reading that, Crazy.
I would say if there's another one, it's the only one I see.
No, because you know that one of us, somebody always has to, if Frankie's on the panel, somebody always has to.
But what does that matter? What does that matter? It doesn't hurt anybody else. It doesn't hurt anybody else. And you know what? Guess who's going to be judged for that at the end of their life? Not you. So why do you care? Why do you care? Why are people so judgmental about what people do? The only person that should judge anybody is God. Not your God, not my God. God, because everybody's God is different. I'm gonna tell you that right now, whether you like to believe that or not. All right. So the only person that gets to judge them is God. Period. Period. Point blank. And that's how I feel about it. That's also why I stay on the fence about the capital punishment and stuff like that. Because, you know, I'm just like, because someone always wants to tell me something like, what if it was your son? Well, of course I'm gonna go out there and kill somebody over my son. But do I think that that's morally right because I'm okay with it because it was my son? No, absolutely not. Because two wrongs don't make a right. And it wasn't, I'm not supposed to judge somebody else for anything.
Okay, okay. Let me ask this. Rule Black over on YouTube says, isn't OnlyFans basically a lightweight legal prostitution?
It's a brothel without touching them, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then this is someone new. Red Perim, I know I did not pronounce that correctly. I apologize. What others, and then he says, what others do can affect you and yours in society. That's why we should have say so. Okay, but Red, I'm just going to shorten it down to Red. If someone being a stripper, how is someone being a stripper affecting you? How is, I'm sorry, Red Pilgrim. Okay, Red Pilgrim. Okay. How is someone being a stripper affecting you? How is that prostitute affecting you? I mean, unless it's someone's husband or wife, whatever, unless they give you something to, a present to take home that you have to go to the doctor to take care of, that can affect you. You know, but at the same time, I could be at work and piss off one of my coworkers. They can come back with a gun, bang, bang, I'm dead.
So well, I like this. I'd like for someone to say that they bring the community down, because you know what? Most of those people make a lot of money, a lot, not all of them. There's some drug addict type of, you know, but that need help and whatever and whatnot. But that's not actually the kind of people that bring down the society. It's not a stripper.
Okay, so Lou says, if I ever had a daughter, she wouldn't be allowed to do that. If she was over the age of 18, she could do whatever she wants. You may not like it. Like, right. I mean, my son will soon be 24. If he went out there and started stripping and hooking whatever, I may not like it, but he's an adult. He can do whatever the hell he wants. You know, and, this, you know, so... And then and Ace says, I know people that were strippers to pay for college and they have a prestigious jobs now. And Ace, that's what I was talking about at the very beginning of the show. You know, that people do things because they have to, you know, because this may be their only way, you know, whatever. You know, that job that you got, you know, at the school working, you know, three hours a day is just not cutting it. You know, what do you do? What do you do if, okay, so let me ask this to all the people who are saying that morals and stuff like this. Your child is really sick. Your mother, father, really sick. You're about to lose your house. You know, your family is about to be on the street. They're about to be homeless. they're about to be, you know, that people that you may turn your nose up when you're driving because you're like, oh, how could they live on the street, whatever, you know, but you're about to lose, or you've lost your job, or you know, whatever, you're in a situation where you have to pay medical bills, you have to buy medicine, you know, you have to pay rent, whatever, but you're about to lose all of this. And you're going and you're trying to find a job, And someone says, you know, Lou, I know this place over here on 5th and Main. They're hiring people and they're strippers. And they're paying this, this, and this, and this. It's a very nice job. You're getting, you know, plus tips. You're getting a lot of money taking off your clothes for 4 hours a night. Do you not pick up your child's medication? Do you not pay your rent? Do you allow yourself to live on the street or for your children to go hungry because of your morals, because of your pride? Or do you take that job and you strip and you do it, you know, until you get something better? Me? I'm going to take the job. Because I need to feed my family. I need to keep a roof over our head. And it's the only thing that I can get, the only job that I can get. Yes, I am doing it. My family may not like it. But if I can buy them a Happy Meal every day as opposed to not having any type of meal, yeah, I'm going to do it.
And nobody should judge you for it. Because it's not affecting anybody but you.
And Blunt says, if I had no other option, I'd do it. I ain't gonna lie. And you know, and the thing about it is, I don't, you know, and then Lou says, I can make 50,000 anytime I want, but I don't because it's immoral. Okay, fine. Then that is you. That is your choice, Lou. And I respect that. But don't look your nose down on me or somebody else who may have to do it, or that person who is doing it right now. You don't have that right. You don't have that right to look down on that person.
You're going to be judged for being a judgmental person, because that is like top of the line right there. People that live in glass houses, all that other niche things that everybody says, you know, and trust me, that's okay.
Lou, I'm sorry. You know, you're saying there's plenty of ways to make clean money. What is clean money? What is clean money? So that mayor that, you know, is in charge of this city, or that governor, or that president, or that prime minister and stuff, you know, they're taking kickbacks and all this other money. I mean, how much money in this country is actually clean?
not a lot, because all of it coming out of the government, I mean, they're all crooked, so
now you're saying all no and say but that's a fallback. Say, well, all governments are corrupt, you know. There is no, I mean, and Blunt, I agree, there is no clean money. By the time the money gets to you, is the money clean? So is Joel Osteen, who is flying around in private jets and everything, I bet, you know, if he has sinners coming to his place of worship, which, you know, I'm sure he does, and somebody drops $200, you know, in the basket as it's going around, but that $200, you know, came from some drugs that he sold the night before, or maybe a prostitute or male stripper, you know, male, you know, whatever, just got finished servicing someone and they're making money. They dropped $200 in that collection plate. I bet Joel Osteen, if he knew where that money came from, he wasn't going to say, here, I can't take this money. I bet he takes it. And I bet, Lou, if that same person made money and they came to your place of business and needed something fixed or whatever, and they paid for that service.
That brings up a really good point.
With that $200 that's came that was immoral, I bet you take it because they paid their bill.
I was just going to say, if you, everything that you judge like that, you shouldn't be allowed to collect money from people that make money off the things you judge. Like, and because you know how much more that would be, like, that's crazy. Cause I say this cause I have a friend who's a stripper and she makes a lot of money and her family disowned her, yada, 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 the whole nine yards. As soon as they had a problem, guess who's the first person they called for money? You know why? Cause they knew she had money.
This is what I'm saying. But any other time, they don't want her to show up at the family barbecue. Don't come. Hey, Pink. I haven't seen you in a while. Welcome. You know, so Rule says Osteen's money definitely isn't clean, and he also says everyone has the right to do what they want. However, I do think things like OnlyFans, rap, TikTok, and other things have slipped morals. I think mainstream media has made that some people's first. We're actually going to talk about hip hop next week. Brina gave me that topic, so that's going to be for next week. But I mean, you know, and as I'm used your word, crazy variable. There's so many variables in this discussion because you may not do it because you believe this. I may do it because I believe this. Somebody else may do it because they have to do this. I mean, we don't know the lives that people lead. I mean, even here, this group right here, you know, we all kind of know a little bit about each other, but do we really don't know each other? I'm sorry. No. I am going to say no. I mean, unless you have totally put your life out there, the answer is no. No one knows what other people are going through.
What's up, Pink?
You know, so I'm just saying. So again, I say, while you want to laugh at the one-legged stripper as opposed to the one-legged baby, I'm still trying to figure out what's the difference if both of them have a disability. So, okay, Frankie, do you want to say anything else? Is there anything else that you would like to add or anything before we go? She says no. Well, Frankie, thank you for coming up. TQ, are you still here, son? Okay. Crazy, you have any last words?
No, I just think people should, you know, hear themselves, because I think the thing is that when other people say it, you're like, oh, okay, that's bad, but when you say it, it's not. And I think people should listen and hear the same things that they're talking about, and the judgmental thing, even as little as that seems like, you know, whatever, but as the older I get, the more I realize that I went through a lot of stuff that a lot of people judge me for that probably I didn't even realize it for, some of the same things, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's, you know, you got kids and all that other stuff. If you don't want that, you shouldn't pass that off, and you shouldn't say every other thing's immoral, because that's also immoral. So that's how I feel about it.
Okay. All right. And Lou, you know what? Don't even worry about it. People come in and out of my show. I am just saying that, again, my show, I really, really try to have a platform where people can say whatever they want. Do some people piss me off sometimes? Yes. But pissing me off and being disrespectful are two different things. At least to me, they are. So I may not like someone's comment, but if you're not being disrespectful, again, I welcome what everybody has to say, because everybody's different. We all come from different walks of life and our experiences. We see things from a different lens. And as I've gotten older, I have, you know, truly realized that you cannot judge. Because I used to be that kid in high school that used to talk about people. And my father would always say, while you're at home talking about them, they're at home talking about you. And one day, y'all have heard me say this before, somebody in high school said something really nasty about me. I went home in tears. My father had no sympathy for me. It was a learning lesson for me. That's when I pretty much stopped. We cannot judge people. you may not like what someone else does. Oh, okay. Don't marry that person. Don't go out with that person. Don't hang out with that person. But I actually have friends who do some things that, you know, I wouldn't do, but they're good people and I like them. At the same time, I have people who are want to quote the Bible every five seconds. And it's like, when they call, it's like, okay, yeah, how you doing? And I don't want to hear it because I don't want to hear a Bible verse every 5 seconds because, you know, the conversation we're having, she doesn't like or he doesn't like. And you got to quote the Bible to me. I don't want to hear that. So again, you know, you come on this show, you want to come on the panel, you want to come in the chat, say what you have to say, have your opinion, but please don't say that I'm going off the rails or the show that has gone off the rails just because you disagree, because that's not fair. But that's just me. Frankie, no problem. Thank you for coming up. And Crazy says we can agree to disagree. And as always, everybody, thanks for liking the show. So I am going to leave us with Donna Summer and Bad Girls. That is what we are going to, that's what we're going to go out with. So here we go. Donna Summer and Bad Girls. And Rule and let's see, Red Pilgrim, very true. No right to look down on a person. See, I'm just trying to also get the comments from YouTube. And everyone, Dread was over listening on Facebook, so. Okay, here we go. Donna Summer, Bad Girls. Okay, y'all. So that was Donna Summer, Bad Girls. Little backstory on this. She came up with the idea for the song because supposedly one of her assistants was offended because they were stopped by the police because they thought she was a prostitute. And the record company she was working for at the time, which was Casablanca, I do believe, wanted Donna Summer to give the song to Cher. They wanted Cher to sing it. And Donna Summer said no. So it stayed on a shelf for a couple of years until she came out with the Bad Girls album. And I'm glad she did keep it. But, you know, I do like Cher. I do like Cher. But, you know, this was my song. And, you know, I'm going to keep it to myself. So, you know, thank you, sweet Angel Bear. And my shows are good. You say that I had a good show today. I have good shows because of people who come and like you who participate in the chat. Hell, who just show up. People who come up on the panel, you guys make the show. So I'm gonna give credit where credit's due, because, you know, I can very easily sit here by myself and, well, I'm not gonna pick my nose, but, you know, whatever. But I appreciate all of you all coming into this space, especially you Ace Space, you know, that rhymes. But, I am going to do a show on cursing, however you put it. I am going to be doing a show on that, but tomorrow's show is going to be kind of linked to this show somewhat. But again, you guys, thank you for coming in. People over on YouTube, thank you. And Dread over there on Facebook, thank you so much. But anyway, guys, enjoy your day or evening wherever you are, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.